From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. When you have nothing to say, why do you always say it to us?
Thank you for all of your DM submissions. We love reading them. More importantly, we love talking about them on the radio every day.
What do we got in the DMs today, Deepa?
Okay, so Mel wrote in, and simple question. The question is, what is the best piece of advice you have ever been given?
Oh, boy.
Oh,
God. That is...
You start this, Deepa. What's the best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
I think the best advice I've been given is when I was in the, guest preparation phases of getting married to Talal. There were some family issues because of her interfaith marriage, like Hindu, Muslim. Usually, sometimes those religions don't work out in marriage. And I was very afraid of what my grandparents thought about the entire situation because they're super religious, really big in the Hindu community. And I just didn't know how to, like, break the news to them that, like, okay, we're taking this next step. We're getting married. We're doing the Muslim ceremony. And like my parents just told me, like, live your life for you, do what makes you happy. And I think because it came from my parents, it just felt different and I took it a lot more seriously and I could like breathe and be like, okay, like I can do this. And then, when I ended up telling my grandparents, I was like, we're going to get married. I think we might do it in a mosque. There's going to be like the full Muslim ceremony. My grandparents were like, oh, like deeply, like, we love you and we're here to support you guys in whatever you do. And I was like, oh, like that felt nice. But you feel worried leading up to
you
it,
do.
Right?
Sure.
Like it's natural.
There's a lot of advice that I've been like, because you tend to read stuff over the years and especially now with memes. But I'm trying to think of like something that somebody said to me who was not like famous, but just like a piece of wisdom that somebody had collected. And one of the ones that somebody had mentioned to me years ago was to never let common sense get in your way, because oftentimes you will want to do something or you'll have, dreams or you want to accomplish something, but common sense says that that's not for you, right? Or common sense says, you talk yourself out of a lot of things because of common sense. And so it's to just never let common sense stand in your way. And I've used that a whole bunch of times and it's sort of done me, done me well. Damn it, Maury, I'm sure you have been given unbelievable advice in your life.
Yeah, the only one I remember is the one my dad told me years ago, which is to set small little goals for yourself because then they're easier to achieve.
Right.
Oh, there you go. Bravo.
Bravo.
And how many of those have you tackled?
Oh, many. Like, if you want to buy something, maybe set like, even like, okay, if something costs this amount of money, then, okay, this week I'm going to save this amount and the next week I'm going to save this amount, that kind of thing.
Now, you didn't take that in any way that to lessen sort of like your expectations?
No, I thought it was to get to one big thing, you have to like do little hops.
Oh, okay. You can take it that way too.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's how great the wisdom from Frank J. Sherman
is. Frank should write a book, I'm telling you. He's the next big thing.
We have a title for it.
Which is what?
To Be Frank.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
yeah. Hey, y'all.
That's actually good.
I'd buy it.
Yeah.
What else we got today, Deepa?
Frank. Frank wrote in. I don't know if
it's not Frank J. Sherman, not Maury's dad. Yeah.
Didn't specify, but Frank says, I know Roz interned for Howard Stern.
I did.
Do they still keep in touch by any chance?
Question. No.
Do you think Howard Stern would remember you?
No. No.
Do you think he pre-ordered your book?
No.
Well, if he doesn't know who he is.
No, but the interesting thing is that this is 1993 or 94, right? That is a long ass time ago, right? Like how many years is that, Maury?
Like you don't even remember.
Like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like you don't even remember interning there?
No, I do. Oh. I do. I write about it in the book.
Spoiler alert.
It's interesting because the woman who sort of ran that program, who was in charge of, she's the one that hired me and everything else. She out of the blue reached out to me on Facebook, like not that long long ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it was like...
Said what?
And it just to be like, oh, my God, hi, how's it going? I can't wait to read your book. And I'm like, how do you
what?
Even remember me?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
It was so long ago. And then she was just like, no, she always just checks up on people that have interned over the years.
Does she still work there?
No, God, no. Nobody does. But no, it was a very closed place, right? So I think that in my, like realistically, in my entire internship when I was there and I worked for the show every day, I think that I saw Howard twice.
Oh, so you didn't have direct one-on-one communication
Nobody
with him
does.
At all.
Nobody does. Mm. Right? Nobody, like when you go into this, they're done. Like it's interesting. It was a really wild place then, as far as just the way that it was run. Like
how many people did he have working on that show?
Oh my God, tons.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
more than 10?
Oh my God, yes.
More than 20?
Oh yeah, because they were filming it too for the E-Channel at the time, right?
Oh, right.
Like a full crew. Like it was, yeah.
It's basically
yeah.
a TV show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
interesting.
It was crazy. But Woody, right? No. The weird thing was that I had long hair at the time, and his personal assistant floated the idea that maybe they could curl it, and if Howard ever needed a decoy walking out of the building, that I could be his decoy because I was the only one who was even close to being as tall as he was. So that's the closest that I ever got to sort of like being part of the crew was that they were going to curl my hair and make me dress like him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And?
I said, of course. Right, of course I did. Of course. I was a teenager, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, curl it up. Get the rollers, girl. Let's hit the salon.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Love the questions. Love the comments. Keep them coming in because we talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
Talking about the DMs that we get every single day because we get to talk about them on the show every single day.
I love it. Hello, Deepa. What do we have in the DMs today? What are people asking?
All right. Dexter asked a really interesting question. Dexter said, can you please ask Roz why he asked Roxy if he could marry her mom? Sounds like he needed permission, which is something that he is totally against.
Okay. So... interesting story. Yes.
In the YouTube video that Roz released prior to releasing his memoir,
yes,
you basically spoiled the book, but it was more not spoiling the ending of the book, but just like in addition to.
Right.
Kind of setting it up. Here's what you're in for.
Yes. Because I've talked about this a whole lot on the show. I am very much against the whole asking of the father of the bride. I'm very much against that. As somebody who is the dad of a daughter, I'm wildly against that because I think that it is just it's a horrible way to have your daughter start a new part of her life, which is one man going to another man and asking permission for something that affects her the most. And I don't think that that's a very good way to set up your daughter, is that she's then leaving one sort of home, going to another only because of the permission, even if it is just symbolic of two men. I'm very much against that. Now, when it came to Roxy, she was the only one that mattered to me. Mm-hmm. And because Catherine and I are not married and she sort of has a life and she's our kid and she knows it's a house full of love and she knows all this stuff, I really just wanted to make sure that she was cool with it.
Yeah, of course.
And I had, you know, I just wanted to make sure that she was okay that I was going to ask her mom to marry me. One, because I just really wanted Roxy to be a part of that because she's at the age right now where she's not like a little kid, like, you know, like we're talking like, you know, bridesmaid material kind of thing.
Aww,
right? Like
totally.
she's 12, going to be 13, you know, when the wedding rolls around kind of thing. So I asked her because I felt that I wanted her to be included in that proposal. And I also wanted her to know that her heart mattered.
Of course.
You know,
it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Realistically, I think that she would have liked to just have not been there and just let us handle it all on her own.
just like
send me a DM. Yeah. Well, okay. You two are embarrassing. Just like handle your business. Okay.
I'm not gonna lie. Like when I saw that in the video, I started crying and it was so funny because like they all walked in from work and I'm just like sitting on the couch in my PJs crying and he's like, what are you watching? I'm like, Ross just asked his daughter if he could marry here, mommy. And he was like, then he like pulled out his camera and started recording everything. And I was like, it was a really sweet moment.
It's so good.
It was probably my favorite moment from watching that video.
I agree. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else we got today, Deepa?
Kim wrote in and said, I just heard that Shem is a fellow 3-time valedictorian. I cannot believe that there's another one out there.
Okay, yep. So we learned recently that Shem was valedictorian for, what was it again? Remind us.
That is elementary school, middle school, and high school.
Right.
Okay, and this person, Deepa, what's her name again?
Kim.
Kim said also fellow 3-time valedictorian.
Yes, for grade 8, high school, and university.
Oh my God.
Bam, that's pretty cool.
Wow. I don't know. That's like the big three.
I know. I think that might trump mine.
So. I think that
your three are feel like they were in the minors now. Yeah. Right? Like she went pro with her valedictorian. Mm-hmm.
Big time.
Right. My elementary school one doesn't feel so good all of a sudden.
No. Like you still had it's like T-ball.
I got like the training wheels of valedictorian.
Thank you, for God's sake.
Yeah. How do you feel, Shem, knowing that her last valedictorian speech was university and then boom, real world, real life?
Well, I mean, I don't know if this helps, but in my program, which was very difficult in university, I graduated second in my class.
But it was very difficult.
So I can flex a little bit.
So now it's Battle of the Education.
Okay, right? All right.
Yeah. Can I ask a question? Is that okay? Shem, did you find that like when time for valedictorian, like picking who that was came around, it was super competitive? Like, and people were, you know, clashing for that or no?
Nah, it was an easy choice.
What?
Really? Oh. Please, this guy.
These eighth graders did not know it was coming.
Please, jabronis.
Thank you for all of your GMs. Keep coming in. Oh, man, this is so much fun. We talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. Things get weird in 3, 2, 1.
Time to talk about the DMs that you have been sending in to us.
What do we got today in the DMs, Deepa? What are people asking?
I love this first question from Ashna. Ashna says, if you could be any supernatural creature, which creature would you be and why?
Creature?
What the hell?
Yeah, like
a demigorgon?
Sure, why not? You
to be a demigorgon for the day?
Like a predator? Like
why not?
Like, Roz would want to be like the Babadook?
Okay, hold on here. Mocha, why don't you do this? Okay. And shut up, okay? Why are you laughing at me? I don't know why you're laughing at me, no, right?
Roz can be the Slender Man.
Okay. Okay, just stop. Okay, yeah. So I'm Slenderman.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Babadook.
Okay, you would be...
Who would I be?
Who would you be? Damn it, Maury would definitely be Schmeagol.
Absolutely.
Right?
Oh,
my Gollum. God.
Lord of the Rings,
Gollum.
Man.
Gollum.
My precious. Yeah,
you're definitely Gollum. Shem would be... you know who Shem would be? Shem would be that big, giant, flying dog from Neverending Story.
Aww. How did you arrive at that conclusion?
Yeah, that's so random.
You know what I mean?
His name again? Atreyu was the kid.
Yeah,
right?
I'm trying to remember what the name of the dog was. Yeah, but that's Shem. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Balcor?
Falcor or something like that.
You're that guy, Shem. Cuddly, kind.
Aww. Deepa would be. Aww. Okay, supernatural though, right?
Yeah, supernatural.
Deepa would be. Like the supernatural being from The Ring. You know, with the hair that all goes in front of the face and just hangs down like that because you have super long hair.
Or like a chupacabra.
I used to chase kids like that.
Right?
The chupacabra.
Yeah, maybe you could be the chupacabra.
I like that. That was one thing that scared me when I was a kid. And also, I used to chase kids in elementary school. I'd flip my hair over at recess.
Yeah.
just like run after the ring kids.
You're totally the girl from The Ring. And Mocha, you are...
careful what you say doesn't sound racist.
Super. But don't worry. I'm sticking in the green world. Don't worry. I was going to say Spike from the Gremlins is a good one.
I'll take that one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Sure. Thank you, Maury.
Well, can't I be the Pillsbury Doughboy?
Nah.
That's not supernatural, though.
That's not supernatural. No, you're Smeagol.
Yeah. Deal with it.
Cast already. Sorry, man. Casting's closed.
What else we got today, Deepa?
Tula, I hope I pronounced that right, wrote in and said, Deepa, I just noticed you're verified in IG. Looks like Shem is the only one that is not. What do we have to do to help get him that blue check mark? And also, Deepa, you have more followers than Roz. Oh boy, scared face.
Doesn't surprise me. I'm rarely on. How many posts? How many times have I posted on Instagram? How many times have you posted on Instagram?
I don't know.
Count
like in
right
what?
Now.
Like what's the time period?
Just it'll tell you. Period? It'll tell you.
It tells you right now.
It tells you right now.
How many?
Also, oh, like in total.
Do you set this up too to kill two people on the show?
Yeah.
And big herself up.
How many times have you posted?
I have 598 posts on Instagram.
Yeah. I have 579 posts on Instagram.
Oh, wow. Sham?
So you're not that far off from me anyway.
Well, I is the normie in the room.
Yeah, what do you have?
I've got 997.
Yeah.
997 posts.
Yeah. Almost double the amount of your posts almost, and still,
but yeah. can I verify.
Yeah, can I just tell you that when it comes to followers on Instagram, that we owe it to everybody who listens to this show, especially if they are young, it means nothing. It's not real world. It does not matter, and unless you figure out a way to monetize it, it will never make you money.
You're just saying that because Deepa got more followers than you.
No, I don't care. Maury had more followers than me forever.
How many
it
followers
never bothered
do you
me.
Have, Maury?
I have 35,000.
Yeah, it never bothered me.
How many posts? Because you post a lot.
3,548.
Like, you think I'm going to get banned? We have this show, a podcast, and for 17 years, I was on a network television show. You think I care about followers on Instagram?
Excuses.
Because you got followers in the real world.
Right? Like, it never bothered me. Because Instagram was just always like a whatever. It's just like TikTok. I'm fascinated with TikTok.
Of course.
Because I don't enjoy using TikTok, but I'm fascinated with TikTok. Like, I really do. People love it. And that's sort of what I'm fascinated with, is that it's almost like a game that you can try and win. Right?
Yeah.
It's like you people try to win TikTok. Like, people try to win Instagram and figure out ways to. Yeah, right.
On TikTok.
And it's interesting to me the stuff that does go viral. Mo, can I watch this guy from New York, I think, who reviews sandwiches from his car?
Oh,
right?
My God, he's the best.
And I swear to God, Dick, if you got all the agents in the world together and said, okay, out of this group of people, pick the star, not one single person would pick that guy.
I know.
Right? That guy's doing videos with Post Malone. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, like because
huge following.
He reviews sandwiches in his car, right? Like, it's such a wild place to me. I'm fascinated by it.
Thank you for all of your DMs. These are the conversations that happen because of them. So keep them coming in every single day as we talk about them every single day. Thanks, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive. Our DMs is where all the weird live.
Time to get into the DMs that you guys are sending in to us every single day. Love that this happens because we get to talk about them every day on the DM Deep Dive.
What do we have in the DMs today, Deepa?
A little bit of a funny question. Ed said, hopefully Deepa will acknowledge my DM this time. Sorry, Ed, if I've been missing them. Ed's question is, what's the best answer to being called ugly? Okay, Ed. Like, what would you say if someone called you ugly?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of, there's a couple stock answers that, like, oh, geez, that's hard when somebody calls you ugly. Like, I guess it hurts all the time, right? Like, if somebody called you, it was just going to, regardless of the age. I'm just thinking of, like, for kids. And the old saying, and I don't remember who said it. It might have been Maya Angelou or something like that. But the thing that even I just say to myself, even if you don't say it out loud, and that is, your opinion of me is none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, ooh, nice.
Like,
nice.
I don't have time for what other people think. And then the other thing when somebody's worried that maybe, you know, somebody thinks they're ugly, or somebody thinks they're dumb, or somebody thinks that they're stupid, or somebody thinks that they're whatever. The other thing that was told to me years ago is that you would be shocked at how little other people think about you. Meaning people aren't sitting around thinking about you all the time. Mm. They're obsessing about themselves, and they're going through all the same stuff you are, right?
My standard answer would just be, okay.
Yeah, sure, or okay. That. Yeah, okay,
right?
Okay.
That's it, because you don't know how to take that. Like, okay, like, yeah, I know already.
Yeah.
You're right, or okay, like, I don't care.
Yeah. Who in the room, raise your hand, who in the room here would consider themselves good at taking criticism? Shem, Deepa?
I think I am. Yeah.
Yeah, just the two of you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I can, you guys are the, I would say definitely not me.
No, not me.
Definitely not Maury.
Oh, definitely not Maury.
Definitely not. We know that already. That's no surprise on this show. Yeah, I don't even.
Any type of criticism, I'm ready to throw hands.
Yeah, I know. Like that's a tough question to answer because if somebody calls you ugly, like the sort of dad thing in me, you know, kicks in immediately where I'm like, okay, well, how you handle this situation? But realistically, I'm like, kick them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can't do that.
Yeah, I'm ugly? Okay, we'll see how ugly I am when I'm choking you.
Yeah, kick off.
Oh, my God.
So I don't know. I would just, I would say that it, you know, it probably, for somebody to go out of their way to say that to you, I would say that it probably says way more about them than it does about you. Mm-hmm. So if that makes any sense.
What else we got today, Deepa?
Okay, I love this one. Chen Preet wrote in and said, hey, Deepa, can you... What?
Deepa's getting so excited right now.
Which means I'm about to get hit with a hammer.
Yes. So I was going to say, Roz, please prepare yourself to be roasted.
Okay.
Go ahead, from Champreet.
Can you ask Roz who was in charge of writing his about the author description on the Indigo site? The second line just made me burst out laughing because it totally seems like something he could write himself. So it says, about the author. Roz Weston is a multi-platform entertainer and storyteller. In 2013, Hello Magazine named him one of the 50 most beautiful Canadians.
Oh, God, of course. Hold on a second.
No, wait. Finish it. Read that again, Deepa. Read it again.
The whole thing?
Just read. You have to read the line after that, right?
Oh, I don't have the line after that.
Oh, my God.
So Chen Preet sent me up until that point, so that's all I got.
Okay, so
right
hold
now.
On here. Just Jesus.
Can you tell us who
hold
wrote
on
it?
Here. First of all, no, I wrote it.
Yeah,
but
I knew it.
No,
okay,
no.
Obviously.
Pause for 1 second. Jesus. Let me hold on. Okay. First of all, who's that dingbat's name?
Chen Preet.
Okay,
what?
Champreet,
not a dingbat, just a fan of the show.
No,
let's play.
Dingbat, okay, please. Dingbat.
Man, of all your other accolades, you couldn't like leave out the top 50 beautiful person.
This is how it reads. Okay? Okay, let me fix the joke because that person didn't get it. It says Roz Weston is a multi-platform entertainer and storyteller. Who hosts 3 shows a day and sleeps 5 hours a night. In 2013, Hello Magazine named him one of the 50 most beautiful Canadians. He has not made the list since.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Okay.
But you still made the list in 2013. So you're still calling him beautiful.
I know, but he used that as a setup for the punchline.
I'm saying that there's a punchline in there. That's the joke. Oh. It's the setup and the joke. But dingbats don't get it. Okay.
That's so mean. It was just an observation that somebody had.
Yeah. Well, they need to read. Like this is, you know, it's not that hard. It's right there. Just read three more words.
So in your face, Champ Preet.
Yeah.
Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep coming in. We talk about them every day.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com.
Or download the Kiss 92.5 app.